Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast as we enter what's going to be a very interesting week ahead. Lots of interesting stuff to talk about, and probably one of the most interesting is going to be that which happens tomorrow on Tuesday. Actually, I understand that Donald Trump is going to be flying to New York City from his Mar-a-Lago home later today and Monday. And he then, I think, will do the court appearance on Monday/Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. The court hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. So this is the big news. And obviously all the lefties are going, yeah, we got him. He's gone to jail. We're taking the orange man bad. We're going to stop this this Hitler-like figure, and we're going to make sure America returns to the decency of the Biden regime. So anyway, this is all going to happen on Tuesday, and I've got a question for you. Is this relevant, or is this just another massive distraction? Because it seems to me that I can't see how Donald Trump can be proven guilty of something that he's completely innocent of. So I don't really see what the story is here beyond the theatrics. And we obviously know that, I mean, the charge is relating to a business fraud of, $130,000 paid to Stormy Daniels in 2016 that was made in an attempt to buy her silence over an alleged affair. As I pointed out in a previous tweet, it's funny how that law didn't apply to Bill Clinton when he specifically bought off individuals that he had affairs and sexual relationships with. That didn't matter to the media, but this totally matters to the media. And, obviously the media want to see Donald Trump, if they could get it, handcuffed, going into the building. That's what they want to see. That's not going to happen, obviously. And I'm not sure what we will see. I think what's going to happen is most likely on Tuesday, Trump will return to address his supporters at a big rally in Florida, probably. That's going to be the theatrics of this one. But this is the thing. Is this really all theatrics? I mean, you know, it's just a sort of a useful distraction. So even as the U.S. banks are moving closer and closer to collapse, even as the whole COVID scam becomes more and more obvious, and even as the Ukrainian war gets even worse for Zelensky and the gang, is this just another way to distract people from those things and get them focusing instead on, will Orange Man Bad be going to jail? And there's certainly arguments both ways. You know, my own feeling is, though, it is a significant news story that a former United States president, some might say actually the existing United States president, is being treated so horribly. But that should not surprise us. We know this is an extreme activist Democrat presidency. Some would say it's the third Obama presidency. So maybe we can't act that shocked that it behaves in this way and would seek to humiliate the President Trump. But as I say, ultimately he's innocent, so not that much will come of it. And if you remember previously, or Stormy Daniels, just going back to this porn star, she was the one who lost a case against Donald Trump. And owes him $300,000. That seems to have been just completely forgotten about by the media as if it didn't happen. So either which way, mark my words, this will be the big story on Tuesday. The whole Trump goes to court. Trump justice finally catches up with Donald Trump. Justice needs to catch up with people like Hillary Clinton. It needs to catch up with people like Obama. And it needs to catch up with people like the Biden criminal cartel. That's what needs to happen. But I'm afraid just as the electoral system is broken in the United States, hopelessly, and in my opinion, almost irreparably broken, it seems to me that the legal system is also pretty much bankrupt as well. And, I know I like to watch these U.S., legal dramas and stuff, but the reality is a lot more seedy. And I just don't have any confidence in the US legal system. So, for example, New York, where Donald Trump's being tried, I mean, that's an entirely Democrat partisan system. So I don't know how. So I don't know how this one will necessarily end. I know that I believe Trump is probably 100% innocent, but unfortunately, that doesn't mean that you are found to be innocent. It could mean that you get a different a decision. The Democrats fear Donald Trump. That's why they're doing this. They really do fear him much more than they fear Ron DeSantis. And the way I look upon these things is, well, if Trump is the guy that the Democrats fear, Trump is the guy that I will support. And so I do think it's a story. I also think there's a level of distraction about it as well. Let's be honest about it. The US banking system is definitely under a lot of stress, self-inflicted, maybe deliberately is for that matter. And so rather than have us focus on these things, they distract us into another instance of Orange Man Bad. Thanks for listening.